Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Rico's going to rejoin me here in a minute. But I want to just talk about two specific players per NFL free agency real quick now. For obvious reasons, I have a soft spot whenever a defensive lineman gets taken care of. All right, so you got Christian Wilkins getting paid by the Raiders, $110 million. This is a former first-round pick out of Clemson, out of Clemson by the Miami Dolphins. Okay, an All-American in college. He was part of that Clemson team when Trevor Lawrence was a true freshman. That spanked Alabama. What was it, 44-16? Might as well have been 1-0 as far as I was concerned. I was so happy Alabama lost that night. But I love it whenever a defensive lineman is treated with the respect the defensive lineman should be treated with, and that is way better than any quarterback. All right, next up, Kirk Cousins, my former teammate with what was then known as the Redskins, then the football team, now the Commanders, and who knows what they'll be in the future. But I want to bring him up because I remember his draft year. He was a fourth-round pick. He was an afterthought. He was a guy that nobody really paid attention to. He was brought to D.C. to be a backup because with the second pick that year, the football team that plays in Washington, okay, I guess they're the Commanders now. We'll go with that. The Commanders traded up 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick to move up to the number 2 spot and take Robert Griffin III right behind Andrew Luck. Now, Robert's a great dude. I keep in touch with him to this day. Love to have him on this fine program at some point in the future. We'll see what happens. But he set the league on fire, the rookie of the year, okay, doing the read option, then all of a sudden throwing the ball, all right? He was the offensive rookie of the year. He was a Pro Bowler that year. You had the Griffining thing that was going on, people sitting on their butts, putting their hands in the air. Okay, unfortunately, he got hurt, but Kirk Cousins got his opportunity. Now, RG3 still played 7 years in the league, but here's my point with Kirk. I love guys like Baker Mayfield. I love guys like Kirk Cousins. I love the underdogs that people don't pay attention to or people write off or whatever the case may be. Okay, Kirk has been a 4-time Pro Bowler. All right, he actually led the NFL completion percentage in 2015. He has the most game-winning drives in a single season in NFL history, actually tied with Matthew Stafford in 8. Okay, the most fourth quarter comebacks in a single season, again, tied with Matthew Stafford with 8 in NFL history. So this is a dude that I remember when he came in, he was quiet, just kind of did his thing. He was well aware that Robert was the show. You know, nobody had an issue with that, but he was well aware that he was brought in to be a backup and he was fighting just to be a backup. So when a guy like that, when a guy like Kirk Cousins, okay, who signs a 4-year, $180 million deal with the Falcons, $100 million guaranteed. And before that, actually signed with the Vikings, a 3-year fully guaranteed $84 million deal, the first fully guaranteed contract in NFL history at that point in time. Okay, I get happy for a guy like that, a guy who just kind of gets overlooked and has earned his way. And honestly, he still kind of gets overlooked to this day. You know, to cement his legacy, getting some playoff wins, I think that would probably be about the only thing he's missing because he's got the numbers, he's got the accolades, he's got a lot of things. I'm rooting for that guy because I root for underdogs. All right, I want to bring Rico back in, okay? We probably got about 5 minutes left in this fine program here. I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about a guy who could have been our president, and then I want to talk Nebraska basketball and give our picks. Ben,
I wanted to. I'm sorry, really quick. You were talking about defensive linemen getting taken care of. I don't know if you saw this, but a defensive lineman who's been well taken care of announced his retirement today.
Okay. I don't think I saw this one.
Aaron Donald.
Oh, dude. Dude, that guy, everyone knows he's a beast. Okay. I don't want to take credit for his success or anything, but I knew he was going to be a beast before he was drafted. I'm just saying. I knew it. I saw it coming. Dude, that makes me.
Trust Aaron. Come on.
Dude, that kind of makes me sad. I'm happy for him, but sad for football because he's obviously doing great, but football just won't be the same, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And Kyler Murray tweeted out after that. He said, thank God.
Okay. That prompts the story I have to share. So I tore my quad tendon. Okay. My last year in DC. And then I tore it again in rehab, story for another day. And I've actually got more Kirk Cousins stories for another day as well, but I digress. Okay, like when I saw him with the gold chain on the airplane, whatever that was, like a year ago, that's not the first time I've seen that. But I'll come back to that story in another day. Tune in the future, folks. Okay, but I'm in, and I'm doing like hot-cold contrast. So you go like 5 minutes in the hot tub, 5 minutes in the cold. It gets your blood vessels open, shut. It pumps a bunch of the crap out of your leg, okay? Lactic acid, whatnot. And Robert's in there. We're getting ready to play the Lions. And all he can talk about is how Sue's coming for him. That's all he can talk about. I got to avoid Sue. I can't let Sue get me. He'll kill me. And that's all he was talking about for like 10 straight minutes, man. It was great. I had to share that story real quick. All right. So let's talk about a guy who could have been our university president, a former U.S. senator. Okay. A guy from Plainview, Nebraska. He's now the president at the University of Florida. Okay. Did we let him get away? Would he have been a good president? Could we still bring him back? Ben Sasse. Okay. S-A-S-S-E. I hope I'm saying that right. What are your thoughts on that, Rico?
I honestly have no thoughts on Ben Sasse and the presidency at the University of Nebraska. I wish I had more thoughts on that. I was not prepared for that question. I don't have any thoughts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You got to be able to go off the cuff. I know.
That's on me.
But here's what I know. From what I do know, and the little bit that I do know about him and people that I've talked to that are around him quite frequently, I do think he's at least a very viable option. He would have been at the time. I think he would be now. And I think it'd be great to steal somebody from another so-called major university. I think that'd be great. I'm just a vindictive SOB. All right. Let's talk about – you have something else, Rico?
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska's getting their guys stolen to other universities. Why not go out and poach somebody yourself?
Let's just send a message, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Nebraska men's basketball. They've won 6 of 7, all by double digits, I might add. Okay. Then you've got Indiana. They've won 5 in a row. All right. We're 3.5-point favorites to win the game tonight. Not many people look at the over-under or the odds in college basketball, but I do. The over-under is 147, whatever that means. Okay. And so I'm going to go with Nebraska to win. Nebraska has actually beaten Indiana twice this year, almost the exact same score twice, 85-70, 86-70. But what are your thoughts, Nebraska, Indiana men's basketball tonight?
Keisei Tominaga and Bryce Williams have been playing well down the stretch. Jamarcus Lawrence has stepped up his play as the season has gone on. But the most important part of playing Indiana is containing Kel'el Ware. And that's going to be a job for Rink Mast and Josiah Alec, who, again, another player who, as the season has gone along, has played a lot better, has been grabbing a lot more rebounds, has been using his size and his jumping ability to wreak havoc on opposing teams. And Nebraska's defense this year is one of the best defenses in the country. And like you said, they held Indiana to exactly 70 points in both of the games that they've played them this season, on the road and at home at PBA. So if Nebraska can continue playing solid defense, if Rink Mass and Josiah Alec can contain Kel'el Ware and not let him, you know, wreak havoc in the paint, which then opens up their three-point shooters, I think Nebraska will have success once again against Indiana. And I am predicting a Nebraska win, which will match their total for, or which will get them further in the Big Ten tournament than they have ever been. If they win one game, they will be further in the Big Ten tournament than they have ever been in the Big Ten tournament.
This was pointed out to me by a buddy of mine. Nebraska's already gone further in the Big Ten tournament than Creighton went in their conference tournament. Just saying. Even though Nebraska hasn't played a game, they've still gone farther.
It's been weird not having Nebraska play 2 days ago or yesterday. It almost feels like they didn't make the Big Ten tournament because you're so used to watching them play one of the first 2 days. And it's like, oh, wait, they don't play till today.
So actually, this is interesting to me. Most people would say that they'd prefer to have a bye, and I think I would tend to agree. But I say this every year in the NFL playoffs. There's something to be said for sitting at home, getting fresh, you know, recuperating, and then coming back ready for that second round of the playoffs in the NFL or whatever the case may be. There's also something to be said for being in it and being lathered up and being just continuing momentum and things of that nature. Now, Nebraska's won 6 of their last 7 games, as I mentioned, not the toughest competition under God's hot sun, but all those games they've won by double digits. Whereas you got Indiana, who's played 2 days in a row. Okay, are you concerned that they're going to come in rolling? Now, if they for some reason were to get to Sunday and have to win 5 in a row, that'd be pretty exhausting, but they're not there yet. Are you concerned that maybe they're on a bit of a roll and Nebraska is going to have to find their rhythm after a double bye? Or you're just like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, Adam. Nebraska's got the huge double bye advantage. What are your thoughts?
No, the rest versus rust argument is always something that you have to take into account because Indiana did not look that great against Penn State the other day, and they won with a tip-in with like 5 seconds left in the game. So they potentially could have gotten their rusty game out of the way early, whereas Nebraska, as you said, has a double bye. They're rested up. They're healthy. They're ready to go. They've been practicing for however many days, and they've been able to watch the other teams in the Big Ten tournament. They were able to watch Indiana go against Penn State and kind of study if they changed anything with their tendencies or if they're sticking the same and kind of match what Indiana did in the first two matches and what they did against what they did against Penn State the other day and see if they still match up really well with them. So it'll be interesting. Just watch the start of the game, just the first, I don't know, first 8 yep. minutes of the game and try to get a bead on where Nebraska is because they've played games after some long layovers before where I think they had a week off in between their matchup with K-State and I think it was Minnesota and then they went to K-State. I don't remember the exact order of it, but one of those, and they ended up playing K-State really well down in K-State, which was one of their better road wins this season. So it'll be interesting to see if they are rusty at all, but Indiana being, you know, playing yesterday is going to have to get their legs back under them as they might still be a little tired. It was a rock fight against Penn State. So we'll see.
For sure, and I think you said it best. So this is a Nebraska team that I've said, a lot of people have said, they're capable of beating anybody, and frankly, they're capable of losing to anybody as well. They just got to find that consistency. The first 8 minutes of the game, that's going to tell us what we need to know. The first 8 minutes of the game. I do have Nebraska men's basketball winning, advancing to the next round, but I'm going to be tuned into that first 8 minutes like you couldn't imagine, my friends. Ooh. All right, thanks for joining me today, Rico. I appreciate it.
Of course, thanks for having me.
All right, until next time, have a great weekend. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save